Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,829. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my cock.
Come on.
You are the Men's Room. I'll tell you, today we go straight to hell.
On a Bad Choice Friday,
the return of Ted versus the FCC, plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
All right, here we go. Atlanta man arrested after opening fire on the guy that was stealing his car. Meanwhile, San Diego police arrest a sleeping car thief, and they did not have to go very far. Two Washington men rip an ATM out of a gas station, but the ATM wins. Time traveler says human bones will be found on Mars from a set of twins. And the FBI is looking for a serial bank robber with a huge rose tattoo on his neck. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
All up, bitches, happy positive Friday to you and yours. All right, by definition, a stereotype is a widely held but fixed, oversimplified image or idea of a particular type of person or thing. Whatever. Be that as it may, there's usually at least a whiff of truth to that as well. Miles, being from West Virginia, he's always going to hear about incest and moonshine. Comes up every time. Our very own Mike Hawk, he's from Enumclaw. And thanks to an incident in July of 2005,
Casey Kane.
Everyone associates his hometown of only 12,000 people with horse sex and not Casey Kane.
Damn it.
Now, look, I thought it was bad just being from Baltimore where everyone assumes that I'm a drug dealing murderer. And yes, I am a drug dealing murderer, but not because I'm from Baltimore. So today, we want to figure out where you are from. Now, we don't want you to just tell us, of course. Oh, no, nothing like that. We just want a few clues that best represent where you're from, right? So it could be the food that it's known for, a band that exploded from there. I don't know. A celebrity that we would know might be from there. A popular activity, the common drug that's most abused, the favorite drink, the most common job, or the popular stereotype. So we want to see if we can figure out where you're from with just a few hints. So today, the Men's Room plays detective. Originally, we were going to play doctor, but corporate shut it down.
Sure,
it's more
did.
Tactile
sure
experience.
Did.
So today we play detective. This is what we want to do today. Give us some clues about where you're from, and we'll try to guess it.
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Jones, away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,829. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact on this positive Friday. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. What a late night we had last night.
Some tongue twisters, man. And
riddles for you, Ted. Lo and behold, we come in today and there's a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I mean, son of a, I'd have gone to bed before sunrise. You know
and
what I'm saying?
And as you know, the listener always comes first here on the program. So we're going to go with a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. Last week, you got one in the win column. We'll see how you do today. Also, as we do every Monday through Friday, we head on over exclusively to the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour. If you do not have the Odyssey app, download it now. It's absolutely free. Don't forget, every hour once you sign in that you listen, you are registered to win some crazy prizes. Prizes change every few days there.
It's funny you say that.
Still Nickelback tickets, but
our
not
top
sure.
Text. Hey, guys, the Odyssey feed isn't loading.
Lovely. Well, you can always listen to us at 99.9 KISW if you're in the listening area.
That'd be great.
That'd be a good call there. There too. So we'll head on over to the Odyssey app. The Men's Room Happy Hour coming up at 6 o'clock. Keep in mind, as far as the language and the content, oftentimes more of an adult theme. So if there's kids around, make sure you're not listening when they're present, I guess is the best way to put it. Of course, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day and the weekend that it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Now, earlier this week, we had a story about a priest in Detroit, Michigan. Now, unlike a lot of people who go through near-death experiences, especially you would think in the clergy, a lot of times you see a light and you are entering maybe the pearly gates of heaven or whatever the deal is. For this gentleman, that did not work out the same way. For whatever reason, he ended up going to hell in his
near-death
experience.
I think he
right?
was just awake.
So he explained all of the things that were down in hell that he saw before he was brought back from the dead. And crazy ghouls walking around on all fours. And
ghouls?
Ghouls.
You don't hear
demons.
That word outside of October. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Crazy hellish stuff. But he did mention the fact.
Wacky stuff down there in that hell, I tell you.
Wacky stuff.
There were two songs that were being sung by the ghouls, so to speak. I believe Ghost.
I think
the band
demons.
Ghost. Don't they have demons and ghouls in their band?
I don't know that ghouls are in hell.
No, ghouls are more like you see a ghoul.
Right, like ghouls.
Now, if you're
in
like
New Jersey. Yeah, look at the ghouls.
Look at these ghouls around here.
Gabagool.
Yeah. So the two songs that he heard.
Hey, ghoul, what are you staring at?
Were Rihanna's Umbrella. And Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Correct.
So, we even got an email from one of our good listeners there, Chuck the Montana Trucker, who emails in every once in a while. He says, you guys have to use Don't Worry, Be Happy and Umbrella for your Bad Choice Friday options this week. It would be gross negligence otherwise. So, Chuck, you got it. We're going to start out with little Rihanna.
When the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be friends.
I have a hard time picturing myself in hell And this is, I can picture myself in Albert Lang, just throw all the PAs, like, this is just play.
He must really hate this song. That's all I can think of. It's not a bad song.
Chorus that's just over and over. Ella, yeah. Ella, Ella.
That's the only part of the song.
And it's being sung by a demon.
Yes. Yeah, but that demon has a fine voice. He didn't say, like, run to my umbrella. He just said demons were saying.
Rihanna and Umbrella taking on Bobby McFerrin.
Don't worry.
Now I can see this in hell.
Be happy.
Welcome to hell.
In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry,
it will be double. Don't worry. Be happy now.
Be happy.
A song that even Bobby McFerrin hates.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Taking on Rihanna's Umbrella.
Here's how you folks.
If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the poll is up there. One of those two tunes coming up. As we go straight to hell on a Bad Choice Friday. And today we're going to try something a little bit different on the program. Normally, we like to ask you a question. You call up the program and basically tell us how that relates to the story that you have. Today, we're going to kind of reverse it a little bit. You are going to basically give us a clue or two about where you are from without saying the name of the location.
Exactly. Right? Somebody here, in fact, some of the texts that came in, someone says, oh, God, where'd I go? My clues, oh, God damn it, where'd it go? Okay, they said national parks, fry sauce, and religion. Where am I from?
National parks, religion,
oh,
fry sauce, Utah.
Are they big on fry sauce?
Well, I don't know how big they are on fry sauce.
National parks and religion.
And here, yeah, those are my two clues.
I was racking my brain. Okay. Somebody else here says, my clues to where I live? Oh, where the hell did it go? I live in Seattle. Oh, God damn it, I got to find it again. Never mind.
Okay, all right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you guys
that one's Seattle throw. Yeah.
I'll give you guys
Okay. I grew up in Seattle, but was born across the river from the southern city that Thrill does a modest impression of. I'm to guess New Orleans.
But he said, I thought he said he grew up across the river from New Orleans. So he probably grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
What? What's on the other side of New Orleans?
I don't know.
Where'd you guys say? Is that Biloxi?
Biloxi.
Baton Rouge is north.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. You got to cross Lake Pontchartrain.
Pontchartrain, yes. Yeah.
I will give you guys a clue. You figure out if you can figure out the state that is involved in the stereotype.
But you're reading what? The stereotypes here?
I'm going to read the stereotype, and then you basically see if you can figure out the state that I am speaking of.
Fry sauce was popularized in Utah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Everyone there is a stoner. Who loves to ski?
Colorado.
And take mushrooms.
Colorado
is correct.
Mm-hmm. I don't ski.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, you guys should be able to get this one. People travel here from other states just to shop, sometimes gamble, and avoid paying taxes.
Delaware.
Right. That is it. Yeah, exactly.
That's all about the taxes, dude.
All right.
Outlet malls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The center of the Mormon universe. I don't need to go any farther than that. Right. Okay. In this state, it's illegal. It's legal to inject maple syrup into your bloodstream.
Vermont.
Or it should be. That is correct. And everyone talks funny, mostly about cows. That is the state of Vermont.
That's the stereotype.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good call. Man, I haven't seen Ben and Jerry in a minute.
There are people who live in D.C., and then there is everyone else. The everyone else loves to hunt. Those from D.C. are snobby.
Virginia.
West Virginians, that's correct, are also huge fans of Civil War reenactments. And they hate to be compared to or mistaken for their Western neighbors. And let me tell you something right now. West Virginians hate to be confused.
And Virginia.
With Virginians.
Get real. There's D.C. and everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's an insult to PG County and Montgomery County and Maryland in general. D.C.'s on our land.
Everyone thinks
so. The other side of the river. Damn, man, didn't we settle this at Gettysburg?
Yeah.
Come on, Virginia.
How about this one? This is going to be a little bit tough. Fireball shots for breakfast and cigarettes for lunch. I'm in this place, and I want to banish the beliefs that we're all racist and homophobic. Oh, and that we all dress like we're featured in People of Walmart.
Alabama?
Oklahoma?
Not too far off. This would be South Carolina, but that could be a number of states.
Okay.
As far as that is concerned.
Yeah.
They're
not all racist.
Everyone is a potato farmer.
I like how they say, hey, we're not all racist.
Idaho.
Some of my best friends aren't racist.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone
We don't even tell those jokes anymore.
At least not at the restaurants with kids around.
Okay. Well, South Carolina is tough. Again, one of the most famous barbecue joints in Columbia. The guy had KKK paraphernalia on there.
And black people still went in because the barbecue is that good.
Correct.
That is not a joke.
The state is all about corn and caucus once every 4 years.
Iowa
is correct. Give you another one here. Everyone surfs. That's it.
California.
California. Locals
Hawaii.
Locals hate the mainlanders with a passion.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That would, in fact, be Hawaii. Residents of this state are seafood snobs who mostly wear plaid and cannot pronounce the letter R proper.
Massachusetts.
Maryland. Maine.
Really?
Maine. Yeah. Yes, Maine.
Do they struggle with the R?
I thought Maryland was the only place to struggle with the R.
Well, I think
well,
that's more
of
the...
we don't struggle with the R. We struggle with the letter before R. So it's Merlin, even though it's Maryland.
I think that's the Boston accent part of it.
Right.
I just thought we were Washington.
By the way, Mike, you get a little sympathy here on the text line.
Hola,
Bicholas. I'm also from Enumclaw. And somehow everybody in this damn country knows about the incident in 2005. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. The guy was from Gig Harbor.
Yeah. Everybody always says that. Like, he wasn't from Enumclaw.
But it happened,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't matter. That's where it went down.
Yeah, and then you guys built horse statues. Yeah,
that was just like, really?
Bad timing.
Yeah, I want to figure out who the mayor was at that time and just have a talk with him.
Yeah. You probably know him, dude. It's Enumclaw.
Probably, yeah. I probably went to high school with him.
Most people here judge us by the accent. Even if you are from here, it still sounds terrible.
Jersey.
We're the most hardcore sports fans. Just do not mention the New York Yankees.
Philadelphia.
Boston. Massachusetts.
Right.
Massachusetts, yes.
Once they picked on the Yankees, you know.
Mm. We love Prince and the movie Fargo.
North Dakota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota is correct. Let's see here. Stereotypes about my home state after being asked on a plane is... Ku Klux Klan people.
Mississippi.
That's exactly right. Mississippi on the streets every day. There is an ignorance of what it's like to be here. Yes, we can read. A few of us can even write. And no black, no white, just the blues. Here's another one. It's overflowing with sweet southern blonde women and the kind of gentleman who you'd want to bring home to mama.
Texas.
Georgia.
Georgia is correct.
Ted was on that one.
Yes.
Oh, those kind of women, yeah.
Hunting season is more important than Christmas.
Montana.
Yes. You ride horses to school, and they are total badasses. The badass bit is actually true in Montana. Everyone works in a casino as a cocktail waitress or an Elvis impersonator.
Nevada.
They all have gambling problems. That was pretty easy. The people here are overtly happy, religion-shunning vegetable growers, whose number one topic of conversation is, in fact, taxes. Think about the state's motto on this one.
Good. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is correct.
There you go.
And then, of course, believe it or not, we have some just for the state of Washington. So Washington in itself has some state stereotypes. Now, this is not just the city of Seattle, but the entire state of Washington.
This is how we're perceived by the rest of the country.
Well, just things that hold true. Whether other people know them or not, if you are a Washingtonian, you know these to be true. Umbrellas.
Don't need them.
Nope.
Yep. No stinking umbrellas. This is a city for a fact where no one uses an umbrella.
You really don't.
You go down to Portland, Oregon, you see people with umbrellas. Weather's about the same.
Candy asses.
Come to Seattle, no umbrellas. Probably because we get REI and they don't.
There you go.
Yeah. Dogs. What about dogs in Washington?
Everywhere.
They're everywhere.
There's a park for
they're in the bars.
You can't leave home.
Store?
You can't leave home without your dog.
Nope.
Yeah, like, I get it when it's a specific, like Norms Forever in Fremont was the first place.
Course,
but they're
like,
hey, we're a dog friendly bar.
And they're all shapes and sizes, too. We got small ones, we got big ones, we got hairy ones, we got...
And if you don't have a friendly dog, please don't take them to a bar.
Right? Thank you.
But people take their dog everywhere here, which is very unusual.
It is.
Compared to other places. Just know that. I mean, it might not be weird to you, but it is weird to everybody else. Because anybody else, like the dog stays at home, this is what, you know, you walk the dog, you get up, you do your thing, but the dog, it's not that the dog isn't a part of a family, it's just not like...
Doesn't need to be with you all the time.
Right, it's not your constant companion.
They're always dressed, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are a lot of dogs in clothes here, that is for sure.
Biking is a religion, and Galbraith Mountain is the Holy Grail.
Where is that?
In Bellingham. They're legendary, I guess. I have never heard of these.
Bikers are in the way.
Yeah, be sure to wear your helmet, though. It's pretty routine for newbies to go over on their handlebars at least once while biking on Galbraith.
Mike, I chirped a guy on a bicycle today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, look, I don't drive a car very often.
Right.
But, like, bicycles, it's like, right, you can be on the road, should be.
Mm.
You got to follow the same rules. This guy just cruised through the intersection and made a right turn on a red light. I was just like, hey!
Look out! It's better than being on the sidewalk.
You're like an old man this week, dude.
I mean,
this has just been your week of like, being 80. Like, I'll experiment what it's like to be 80.
You did. Well, you pumped that up there, Ted. I chirped him. Mm-hmm. Hey!
Yeah?
Well, I got mad the other day as the guy was just yelling. I said, calm down.
All right. How about beer? Just so you know, 77% of all the hops in the United States are grown here in the Yakima Valley. There are approximately 150 craft breweries currently in operation throughout the state, with more opening every day. That comes out to roughly 27,000 people per brewery. A figure they say worth toasting to. Craft festivals all over, Oktoberfest in Leavenworth. And they basically say, as far as the beer snobbery level goes in Washington State, all about the IPA.
I was about to say, you have to turn your nose up at anything that heavy drink, tastes like a juniper bush.
Yeah. Everyone in Washington drives a Subaru, and I mean everybody.
No kidding.
Is it really such a surprise that this car would be a hit for Washingtonians? I mean, Washington is kind of the Subaru of states, after all. Reliable, eco-friendly, politically progressive, outdoorsy, and a little granola crunch. Just see for yourself as you look outside.
Subarus are great, though, man. I'm just, like, if you're going to go up to the mountains and everything, like, all-wheel drive and stuff, I get why people out here buy them.
People in Washington drink lots and lots and lots and lots of coffee. They're getting a bad rap for being granola-eating hippies. People do eat granola, and they do wear their Birkenstocks, but most of the time, they've got a cup of coffee in their hand.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They don't like cigarettes, but they sure like to smoke.
Yo.
The state is weed-friendly, to say the least. While cigarettes and booze are taxed as high as a hipster wearing an ironic shirt, a pack of smokes cost about double what it costs in other states, and the booze here is levied with a hefty 20% tax. According to a poll, 12.84% of Washingtonians smoke pot, and those are just the ones who answered honestly or were sober enough to select the correct option. Washington is one of the first states, second only to Colorado, to legalize marijuana for personal use. HempFest, the world's largest weed advocating rally and festival, held every year here in Seattle. There are way more applications than allotted licenses for distribution of the state and the way that we give our licenses out for pot shops. So they have a lottery system in place. They say cities are struggling out how to regulate and monitor the new program. It'll be interesting to see how it all works out once the smoke clears, but I think they've kind of got that in hand right
now. Seems that way.
Yeah. And the women here apparently live for North Face, according to some of the stereotypes.
They do.
About Washingtonians. So give us some clues about where you're from, and we'll try to guess at 206-803-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so give us a few clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Shonda. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola. Is it Shanda or Shonda?
Shonda. Sean with a duh on the end.
Shonda.
Duh.
All right.
Shonda.
Shonda.
Yeah, I bet you never heard that.
It's the only way I can keep people from putting an R in it.
Instead of Chandra, I see.
Ah, okay.
Okay. All right, give us a clue there, Shonda.
Okay. A lot of things are made there.
A lot of things are made there. You are from Taiwan.
You're from China.
Well, gee, I thought it was going to be a hard one. Thanks, Thrill.
Is it Taiwan?
Are you seriously from Taiwan?
I was literally made in Taiwan, yes.
Huh.
Made in Taiwan.
I was joking. Wow.
Okay. See, one for one. All right.
Damn.
All right. Thrill's got one.
How long did you live in Taiwan?
5 months.
Oh, that's it. Then what? Did you come stateside, obviously? Did you come straight to Washington or anywhere in between?
There were a few places in between. I'm an Air Force brat.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So you bounced around. Okay, so, that makes sense.
Have you ever been back to Taiwan?
No.
And you were probably too young to remember.
Yes, very, very much so. But I wound up growing up in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas?
And then...
Okay.
Yeah.
Air Force.
No, it's Las Vegas.
Lost wages.
Ah,
I see.
Lost,
even if
lost
you win,
wages.
Somebody lost their wages.
I got you. Okay, lost wages. I like that name.
All right.
Yeah, I was joking when I said Taiwan.
I was thinking China.
Yeah. Like, I seriously thought I was joking. It's like, nope, you got it.
Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. All right, hit us with some clues there, Justin.
Yeah, I got a few for you. I'm pretty sure you guys will get this pretty easy. It is in Washington. I'll give you that. We are known for quarries and coffee stands, as in a gravel quarry, not a person named Corey. Quite a few roundabouts coming into town. And is
Granite Falls
there?
Granite Falls?
Ah, you sons of...
There we go. Thanks for playing the game.
Running down.
Yeah. Granite Falls also, to me, is known as don't go there. Why is that? Because I was dating a girl that lived in, like, Machias, like, right outside of Lake Stevens.
Okay.
I don't know. She was always like, you don't want to hang out in Granite Falls. I was like, why? And the only thing I ever heard about Granite Falls is, like, we'll go over there and go shooting. Or be like, yeah, we got in a fight in a bar there.
Oh.
I'm like, all right. Okay, so I'm not talking Esso Granite Falls. It's just how I know.
It's just what you've heard. Mm-hmm. It's a place to go to fight.
All right. Fair enough.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and Madams.
Hola.
Okay, I'll give you three clues, and I know one of you is going to nail this right off the top of the head.
All right.
Methamphetamine.
Well, that could be Walmart, the United States.
Methamphetamine, Walmart, and stolen beer.
Yakima.
No.
What was the last clue? Stolen beer.
Stolen beer.
Is that based on the name of the beer, or was there a large beer heist there?
Somebody got some beer stolen there.
Was it you?
No, it was one of you.
Hang on. Oregon.
Come on, Ted.
I was at that Walmart in my RV.
Come on.
I know it because my buddy has a thing. A guy on course was like, I live in the side of the city limits of.
Is it Corvallis?
No.
Let's say, because I remember you went on about this Walmart. Like, it was the worst place you'd ever been, right?
But that was a Yakima one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We just spent the night in this one. God, it's got two names. It's not...
Come on, Ted.
It is killing me, man.
One time.
What's that?
I called you guys for
Klamath Falls.
One time.
Klamath.
Another falls?
Right.
That's two falls in a row. Two falls in a row.
I like that the clue is that Ted had his beer stolen from there.
And they were drinking it in their pickup next to our, like, two spots away from our RV.
Did you say anything to him?
No.
All right.
Look, we're coming off 7 days in the desert at Burning Man. Like, we were just like... That's 60. It was 330 pack, $60. We're like, I don't need to get into a thing with people in the parking lot drinking beer. And it was nine. Okay.
A.M.?
Yes.
Damn. I like that they stole your beer, then had the nerve to go two parking spaces, open it, and drink it.
Did you guys just have the door open, or what was going on?
You know what? When we were leaving, we just forgot. You know, underneath the RV, there's all those compartments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we closed it. Somebody just forgot to lock it. So I think they were just smart enough to come by and try them all.
That worked out for him.
Okay. Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-RUN.
Golly. Jesus. Chris, do something about all that background noise before I get back to you. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I'm gonna try to do a hard one.
Okay.
Like a hard guess, and then I'll go to the easier ones. But, okay. So number one consumer of barbecue sauce in America.
All right. Consumer of barbecue sauce. Okay.
I'm assuming this is the state of Texas.
No, sir.
I would say Kansas City.
No, sir.
Memphis.
No, sir.
St. Louis.
All right. So number two.
All right.
All right. Okay. Maybe I'll give you an easier one.
No, no. Stick with it. I like where you're going with this. Chuck Berry.
St. Louis?
No, I guess
that's
that.
My boy.
I said St. Louis.
Did you?
Ted hates the airport.
Yeah. Nice. Also, you could have said Homo's the second largest Mardi Gras outside of New Orleans.
Yeah, makes sense for the music scene.
He could have said that, but is it true?
It is.
All right. Okay.
Look, you could ask Mike. He knows my St. Louis friends.
Yep.
They talk St. Louis all the time.
All right.
Think about our buddy VT. Talk to his wife.
That's true.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, last weekend, we were hanging out, and there was a couple St. Louis people, and me and my buddy kept going. It's like dogs barking at each other. Like, they're doing it again.
Right.
But they just chirp?
Like, look, I talk about DeMatha a lot. But
sure.
You can be from D.C. and talk about other stuff. St. Louis, literally, it's like, where'd you go to high school? It's like the first question they ask each other.
Huh.
So if you're from St. Louis, that
it's about high school.
It's St. Louis.
Yeah, like, I was having lunch at a bar, and my buddy said, hey, that bartender's from St. Louis. The next time she came over, I said, hey, what high school did you go to? She's like, not you. Oh. Not you two. Are you from St. Louis? I was like, no. I just know the joke. Jesus.
So that is, like, literally
a thing. Oh, yeah. And to St. Louis's credit, but when you get those people together, they just, it's like they make each other louder. They know exactly what they're talking about. And I'd say it's 2.5-3 minutes before they quote a Nelly song.
Really?
All right.
Oh, every time.
I'm going to start looking out for this.
Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Riley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So really quick, two things before I give you the clues, because as soon as I do, you're going to get this immediately. I just caught up with yesterday's episode on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
And I got to say, Ted Town, best idea you guys have ever had.
maybe that's what we'll buy. We're looking to buy something this year. Maybe we'll buy a small town.
Yeah,
we'll
Ted Town.
Been doing this show for 18 years, and that's the best idea we've had is Ted Town.
I don't know what it would take for some government official to make it happen, but it needs to happen. And I have just been giggling to myself for the last couple hours with the image of, like, the NFL stars with their talking heads before a game. And someone's just like, Stephen Smith, Ted Town University.
Right. Ted Town Bears.
I think we got to be a college. I don't think they'll give me university status.
Yeah, it might be state. I think that's
right.
Yeah.
Ted Town State.
Sure.
Check out the Detroit Lions running back. The last game of the season they played in.
Oh my God, he is hilarious,
man. He's
just a nerd that plays football.
Yeah, he is. Right. But he brings up Japanese anime for the most part, like on his intro.
Right,
so. the other thing is that the Umbrella song with Rihanna,
yeah,
I feel like the only way that could really be like a big punishment in hell is when she gets to the point where she goes, Umbrella, Ella, and then she just keeps going, and it never progresses to the next part of the song.
Like a CD skipping.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, exactly. If Rihanna's singing it, I'm down.
I am too. All right, what's your first clue?
Okay. First clue. If you find yourself lost, you've probably taken a wrong turn here.
Albuquerque?
And the other.
Albuquerque.
There you go.
All right.
Oh,
I was all over that one.
Thank you. I'll take that stuffed frog.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. So my parents are moving to Placidas, New Mexico in a couple of weeks, right?
Placenta.
To where?
Placidas, between Santa Fe and Albuquerque.
Oh, they're moving.
Okay.
They are, in fact, moving there. What if I go to Albuquerque, other than perhaps getting stabbed or buying meth, what is there to do?
So there are a lot of things to do here, but you're right. It can be a little dangerous. There is a really cool bar/club area in the northern part of town called the Salt Yard. And that's a really fun place. There's a lot of EDM shows in the summer. But we stopped going there because someone got mad and took out a gun and started shooting into the air. And a couple other incidents happened there. So
why would you tell me to go there?
What's going on with the crime?
What the hell kind of tour guide is that?
What is going on with the crime in New Mexico? Because you hear about it, but I don't know what fuels it. Is it drugs or what?
I'm sure it's just a huge homeless problem, which means there's a huge drug problem.
Okay.
And just violence and there's theft. Like car thefts here are just insane.
I've heard
of
that.
A car stolen, the police basically tell you like it's gone.
Damn.
Okay.
You want to call 311 with that one, man? We can't do anything.
Give us some clues about where you're from, and we'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
This one's from the text. I'm going to leave this to you, Miles. I just feel like you'll have a better shot. It says, I'm from the city known for Merle Haggard and Buck Owens.
Merle Haggard. Buck Owens.
Buck Owens from Hee Haw.
Ooh. Merle Haggard was a Texas guy, wasn't he?
Was he Texas or Tennessee?
I thought he was Houston, maybe. I thought that whole sound, Waylon and all those guys, were.
Well, they all came out of Austin, but I don't, or Texas, but I don't know that they all started there, did they?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like they kind of went to Texas, became that outlaw group, right?
Well, that's part of that hard clue. Like, if there is someone famous and they are from your hometown, everybody in that hometown knows who that person is.
Like you said, no one would know this. Steve Harvey is from West Virginia.
Right.
But if you gave that as a clue, I guarantee nobody.
Sure. But if you're from there, you know for sure. But anybody else would have no clue. We were talking about that earlier. Like, it's just far as
Baltimore's biggest star, sadly, Ted, Cisco.
Okay. Oh. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Well, I guess Oprah didn't she worked there.
Briefly, right. But she was, I don't remember. I think she's like from Mississippi or something originally. She started blowing up there, then went on to Chicago. But yeah, we had
I'll tell you what. The longest running, I believe, star of television that's been involved in three or four shows. And I think that her, as far as viewing goes and ratings go, she is the highest, as far as the shows, rated actress in almost television history.
Is this West Virginia or?
This is Baltimore.
Baltimore. This is an actress.
Actress.
And some of the top-rated TV shows.
Yeah.
TV actress.
She started on Saturday Night Live.
Man. Oh, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That's it. Yeah.
Dreyfus.
God, you're right. Yeah. Well, she's between Towson, technically,
between
whatever.
Seinfeld, but. Between all those different shows. Yeah, but that's still Baltimore.
No, you're right. I totally forgot.
Townsend or
what's his? Swimming guy.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, there we go.
Swimming guy.
I could not think of his.
I'm trying to think of, outside of politicians, who the most famous person from D.C. is. Chappelle's from D.C.
Well, that's pretty big.
From D.C.
Yeah, Kevin Durant.
He's a Peach County guy.
Yeah, but that's D.C.
Yeah, but Ted's from Peach County.
Isn't that inside the Beltway?
He is. Yeah, he's from. Okay. I think he's from like. He's from Seat Pleasant.
Which means it's not.
Apparently, Merle is from California.
Yeah. Yeah, I just looked this up, dude.
Merle Haggard's from California.
From Ollidale. Oildale.
Welcome to Ollidale.
Good times. All right, give us a clue. We'll try to guess that. 206-803-ROCK.
I was thinking about an Olipop.
Hello, Pogi. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, fellas?
Hola.
So, best one I can think of is my town is the Compton of our beautiful state.
The Compton of our state is in Washington.
Tacoma?
Oh, Ted nailed it.
Yeah, it's called Tacompton.
I almost went Spokane. They'll call it Spokompton all the time, too.
They do, but they shouldn't.
Right, they should not. Downtown Spokane is really nice.
Well, no. Spokane has a bad area.
It does.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Still not Compton-ish.
What do you the think river of when you think of Compton, though? Right. Like, let's be honest.
Black people.
Right.
I mean, goddamn.
And what Spokane is lacking in that direction, whereas Tacoma is not.
What you should think about is the biggest basketball tournament in the United States, right?
When
you think about Spokane, their outdoor basketball tournament every summer?
Is that the biggest one in the states?
I mean, well, thousands of people. Is there a one bigger where that many people come in to play? What is it, 3-on-3?
It's 3-on-3. I mean, it's a big tournament.
Also, the ice skating finals, or whatever they are, Olympic trials and all that stuff. It seems like when it comes to ice skating, that's always in Spokane.
Well, we also found out yesterday it is where Father's Day started.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Mother's Day.
No, Father's Day.
Oh.
I just think about the time that I got high for the first time and then Miles abandoned me.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
I ran
a football game. Yeah, that's right. VD was there, too, and I spat beer in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Did you?
I did. It was an accident. So I had smoked for the first time, and Miles, you know, he never goes light with anybody who's brand new, so I'm just coughing and hacking. He hands me a beer.
much against Ted's recommendation. He hands me, just drink that, you'll feel better. And I took one swig, and then I had a cough come up, and I coughed while I had beer in my mouth, and I blew it all over.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure me and VD went to get some dinner.
Yep, both of y'all abandoned me.
Yeah, you left the game.
That's right. Give us some clues about where you are, where you're from, and we'll try to guess at 206-803-ROCK. I did not leave the game because I went down on the field at the end of the game. Remember, you could go down there and throw around and do that.
No, you didn't.
I was there for that long.
I was even worried.
Yes, I was.
No,
I guarantee.
VD confirms, no, you were not.
No, I was not there?
No.
Damn it.
You left the game. I also like how you abandoned Mike and go, well, I went to dinner. But that's no excuse.
I was hungry.
I was on the field throwing the ball around. You just making stuff up.
I'm exactly.
I played in the game.
I was on the, yeah, exactly. I kicked field goals.
Yeah.
I was high, too.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
Yeah,
positive Friday.
Okay, your first clue is crackers.
Crackers.
Trackers?
Crackers.
Crackers.
Oh, crackers. North Dakota. Sorry.
Utah.
No, it's in this state.
Oh. In this state.
Crackers.
Crackers.
Famous. Do they make crackers in this area?
I can't tell you any more than that.
Is it Graham?
A really good high school football team.
Bellevue.
No. Actually,
Mike guessed Graham.
Is it Graham?
Yep.
Ah! Oh, so it's based on
I
the
like
name.
How Mike's brain is working
not the fact
there.
That they need crackers.
Crackers.
I mean, if you said carnation, I would get the milk. But
would you have guessed that? If they said milk.
Powdered milk.
Right.
If they said powdered milk, I'd always go carnation, because that's the only brand I know of powdered milk.
Well, now we know.
Yeah.
I would also say floods every season, or floods every year.
That's a fact.
Carnation.
All right. Yep. Yep.
Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess where that is. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
So, fun fact, this was my random question on Monday. But I went with where I was born then, and I'll tell you where I grew up now.
You kind of inspired today's question, to be honest with you.
So, Ken Griffey Jr. hit his first semi-pro home run there.
Everett?
Yeah, damn.
That's it. That is on fire.
Don't they actually have a plate where the ball landed? If I'm not mistaken, like, he hit the thing out the park, and it's in the parking lot. They just put a plaque down where the ball landed.
I know they do. They used to have a plaque downtown designated either for Babe Ruth's home run or from the old Seattle baseball team. It's kind of somewhere down, it's like Soto or something-ish.
I don't know. I know there's the plaque down the street from us where the Seattle Metropolitans won the Stanley Cup, because that's where the arena was.
Okay.
Where's the plaque downtown?
Ish.
Like, if you leave work and walk down, like, 4 or 5 blocks, what is that structure called?
It's right down by the
they
water.
Just redid. No. Like, go down 5th, heading north.
Okay.
My buddy Joe works in that building.
I know the building you're talking about.
Right, because it's
Is it on the sidewalk?
So, like, remember where Benihana's was?
Yeah.
Like, right before you go down that stairwell, if you look on the left wall there, you'll see the plaque.
Okay.
I'll be damned.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea. I've been by the building a million freaking times.
And across the street, that fancy old hotel is still owned by the University of Washington. It was the original University of Washington.
Mm. Oh, now Tess is dropping out.
Man, oh, man. Give us some clues about where you're from. We'll try to guess it. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, tulips and I-5 bridge collapse.
Marysville? Mount Vernon.
Nope.
Mount Vernon, yeah.
Mount Vernon.
Damn, Ted.
That's where I stopped on the Greyhound bus. Mount Vernon.
Should have said draft pick.
Stepped outside, had a cigarette. Lovely little town.
Lovely.
More of your calls coming up on our question. Give us a little clue there about where you're from. We'll try to guess. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.